Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Game on.
Okay, a men's room dealer's choice, Bad Choice Friday. We all picked a tune. We don't tell you what the tune is. You just pick the member of the show you believe picked the best song for Friday afternoon. Headed into the weekend. Mike, how was the voting?
It was very tight for a men's room dealer's choice, Bad Choice Friday there, Miles. Again, just a 10% sweep between the third place and the first place.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to start with third place with 29% of the vote. Was yours truly. It was me.
Ah!
I made third place.
Ah!
So what did you all miss out on?
Hooked on a feeling.
Now, what would you classify
is that
this
Blue Suede?
This
or
is Blue Suede.
Or BJ Thomas.
This is not Yacht Rock, but I don't know.
Right?
I don't
this
know
is
what
pop
this
rock apparently.
Okay.
All right. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Technically, I suppose I have no idea.
This came out what, 60s?
Something like that.
Yeah, 60s pop.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Second place with 32% of the vote. Steve the Thrill
yes!
Hill takes the
yes!
silver medal. And out of your three choices, which do you think that I chose there, Steve?
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
All right. That's
what you all missed out on.
That's a good one.
So, Miles, you are our big winner.
I finally won.
39% of the vote.
I finally won.
Tell the folks what we're playing today.
Oh, no, no. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Comments on the Lido Shuffle there from Boss Gags.
I would have.
My winner on a bad choice Friday. That song sucks harder than Miles does. F you, Dinos. This is why Miles shouldn't win. Yours was the best, Mike.
Oh, damn right.
I got a couple nice ones in there, but another one. Oh, there's one. You have a great taste in music.
There you go.
Boo. Whatever.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, never again, Miles. Wow, that's a lot of hate, man.
It really is.
It's a good song,
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
It is.
Jeez, you're wrong.
Right. Look, I wanted to win, but you still chose a great song,
it's
Miles.
It's Friday afternoon.
Right.
It's a song of... Well,
Yacht Rock. Oh, song
anyway. Yes, now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Yeah, dude.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, look, it's Mike Hawk.
Coming up this weekend, as Ted would excitedly mention, the ponies are back at it again. It is Preakness weekend, gents. And so, Miles, I appreciate this list from you. I wanted to have a little bit of fun. We have a handful of horses that'll be racing. I got 9 horses here that are going to be racing.
Okay.
Just so we can come in on Monday and see how everybody did.
So, it's tomorrow at 4. Because they're racing in Baltimore at 7.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, it's 4 o'clock Pacific tomorrow.
And I bet they run in the rain based on everything that happened
there. Yeah, from what I saw today, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The annual run for the Black-Eyed Susans. I've never heard that before.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, in Baltimore, it's a flower. It's not a description of anyone.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually a flower.
It's not black-eyed Susan.
Well, I knew it wasn't.
I just wanted to be clear. I mean, it's Baltimore, dude.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it's actually a flower.
That would be Sheila. Yeah.
So when the horse wins, I've never actually watched the Preakness. So when the horse wins, do they get a big old blanket of black Susans?
I think so. I think it's laid over top.
This is not the glamorous race. This is the, what's the best way to put this?
The in-between.
We got to do 3.
Out of the triple crown, this is the other one.
Right.
If this jewel rolled out of your crown, you wouldn't be heartbroken.
You'd be like, all right.
Right. You give it a 5-minute look. I guess it's
I don't see it.
Right, because you got Kentucky, and then you got Belmont.
Well, even the Kentucky Derby winner has skipped this race.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So, let's see here. I'll go by odds order here. So, at the bottom, with 20-1 odds, there's a 2-way tie behind Gosker. I believe is how you say that. G-O-S-G-E-R. Gosker.
Okay.
20-1 odds. You've also got Pay Billy. At 20-1 odds.
Pay Billy.
Pay Billy, if you want to choose that
probably
one.
Probably Billy Ripken's horse.
I was say, you think a guy named Billy owns it?
Yeah, I think he does.
Big ol' odds there. At 15-1 odds, you got American Promise.
All right.
American Promise, 15-1. 12-1 odds, you've got Heart of Honor.
Heart of Honor.
That's a damn fine name.
All right.
Damn fine name. Next up on the list, 9-2 odds, you've got River Thames.
River Thames.
Excuse me.
Thames, my bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. 8-5 odds, you've got Journalism, which I believe you picked in the Kentucky Derby stage.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake
Journalism.
They renamed it. Fake news.
6-1 odds, Goal-Oriented.
Goal-Oriented.
5-1 odds, Clever Again. I don't know what happened to Clever, but Clever Again is here.
He's back.
He was clever, then he wasn't, then he was clever again. Same horse.
And then 4-1 odds is Sandman, who, if I can make the first pick, that's who I'm going to double down because I chose Sandman at the Kentucky Derby and he did not make it.
He's got a cool name.
It does. I'm going to go with Sandman on this one.
Okay.
How about you guys? You got Goal Oriented, Journalism, American Promise, Heart of Honor, Pay Billy, River Thames.
I'm taking Pay Billy.
Taking Pay Billy.
You son of a bitch.
Miles Montgomery.
Pay Billy.
Where are you going there, Steve?
I don't take Clever Gang. It says he has a moment of being stupid.
Mm-hmm. Thrill.
This gives you a fun way to watch, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of race?
Yeah, I'll actually cheer for a horse.
Exactly.
So we will revisit that on Monday.
Okay.
See how everybody did if I don't drop that there. So, a little bit of TV news here. You guys might have heard that Buffy the Vampire Slayer is getting a reboot.
Oh, boy.
Well, good news is they have found their lead. So, Ryan Kira Armstrong. You might know her from Star Wars Skeleton Crew, Firestarter. She's landed the lead opposite of Sarah Michelle Gellar in Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot, which has a pilot order at Hulu. Armstrong is going to play the new Slayer in the entitled Buffyverse project, which Gellar executive produces in addition to reprising her signature role as Buffy Summers. So she will be back, but she's going
to
take more of a
behind the scenes. Is the goal to get the younger audience on these shows, or is it to get the older guys who we used to watch it?
Both.
Right.
Okay. I think you can watch it with your kids kind of thing.
Exactly. Right? You're gonna get parents who are like, all right, let's see how this new one goes. They're going to watch it. They're going to hate it because it's not the Buffy that they grew up with, but their kids might grab onto it. Oscar Wynn.
Think about Cobra Kai.
All right.
Right? You know
Great
what I mean?
Point.
Like,
Great
I sat down with my Great kid point. Like, yeah, I'm going to watch this. Yes, it's cheesy. I don't care.
No additional information has been provided about the project referred to as the next chapter in the Buffyverse, which comes from the 20th Television and Searchlight TV. Character played by Armstrong is described in casting materials as an introrverted high school student.
Maybe it's just me.
Hey, yeah.
I would go to a strip club called the Buffyverse.
The Buffyverse.
I just feel like things are working in your favor. Welcome to the Buffyverse.
I go to the Firestarter.
I got
to
admit, I never watched Buffy all that much.
I didn't either.
And I know that it was massive. I didn't know that it was so big that it's like there's a whole Buffyverse out there, and we got to reboot this.
Well,
thing
were there some spinoffs? I think there were some spinoffs.
There was, I believe so.
Like some vampire dude or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I have no idea. So I did a little bit of research trying to figure out what I was going to talk about today here on TV Time. And do you guys have any clue whatsoever on this day what award show came out?
MTV.
The very first Academy Awards happened on this day back in 1929.
Really?
It seems a little late, but that's when they did the first Academy Awards.
I wonder if just because it took longer for everyone to review films.
Well, they they pulled back the curtain on that already.
What?
So in all this time, it was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, they have a new rule.
Right.
Oh, if you're going to vote, you have to watch these movies. That tells me that the whole thing, the whole time, there's a lot of people placing votes just based on either what they hear or who they like or whatever the story is about.
But they have not
seen the movie.
53%, Miles.
53% said they have seen the movie.
No, I'm with you 53% on this.
Okay, all right.
Because what I believe happened is I think everybody, it was understood that if you're going to vote on this, watch the movies before you do so. And then I think since 1929, after a while, people are reading synopsis, they're watching the one movie that they got, and they're putting their vote in. I think back in the day, because it wasn't near as many, too.
That's very true.
Those first Academy Awards, it was a handful. They weren't terribly long.
They probably wanted to watch the movies. We're now, obviously, clearly, based on the fact they had to mandate that as a rule, that you should see the thing that you're judging.
Exactly.
Like, imagine, you know, what, figure skating during the Winter Olympics.
Right.
It's like, this judge gave her 9.2. I disagree. Oh, I was in the bathroom. I didn't see it, but the murmur from the crowd sounded good. So I gave her this. Like, come on.
But just because my mind goes here, I decided to look back on what people believe are the 10 biggest Oscar snubs ever.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys...
Is this individual or movies?
This is individual and movies.
Okay.
So this covers the whole spectrum. Is there anything that you guys have thought, like, I don't know that you guys are the biggest Oscar fans, but any snubs that you can think of where back in the day when they were actually putting good movies up there for Best Picture,
I don't know if I can think of a snub, but I think you can sometimes tell me a scenario. So if it's like, hey, man, this guy was up, this is who won.
Well, think about who won. And then you can, hindsight.
Exactly.
How long did that movie, like, what's a bad example? Okay, I love Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
She won Best Actress for My Cousin Vinny.
Okay.
Now, that's a great movie.
She did a wonderful job, too.
She was fine. She was not the best thing in that movie. Joe Pesci, clearly,
well, sure,
was the best thing in that movie.
She's the lead actress, though.
I know that, but as far as characters go, she played a good character. But I don't know if it was strong enough to beat all the people that she was up against, which I know none of.
Gotcha, okay.
So I'm 52% right on this.
So these are the 10 biggest Oscar snubs ever. The bottom of the list, they go that Brokeback Mountain lost in 2006 for Best Picture to the movie Crash.
Crash. Which one was Crash?
Let's see. It says Jack Nicholson couldn't contain his surprise at the 2006 Academy Awards as he announced that Crash had bested Brokeback Mountain for Best Picture. Let's see here.
I never saw Brokeback Mountain or Crash.
Crash, a drama centered around the racial tensions in L.A., ultimately took Best Picture.
Okay. I don't remember it.
It's gone down as one of the biggest head-scratchers in Oscars history. Number 9 on the list, Cicely Tyson deserved gold for years. The late Tyson was nominated once in 1973 for her Depression-era drama Sounder, but lost to Liza Minnelli for Cabaret. Though she earned her love later in life playing Viola Davis's mother in TV's How to Get Away with Murder. Her contribution in film remains indelible, with films spanning the River Niger, Fried Green Tomatoes, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, The Help, Last Flag Flying. So they're saying that she just got snubbed outright, that she has deserved gold.
Man, The Help has got some messed up scenes.
I'm sure that's right.
Oh, my God. When she serves the poop pie? Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That was one of the greatest scenes, I think, in movie history.
They say one of the biggest snubs is that Peter O'Toole can't nab a win. He was nominated 8 times. times, including for 1962's Lawrence of Arabia, but never actually won. Ultimately, O'Toole received an honorary Oscar in 2003 and was in attendance at the Academy Awards to accept it. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. My foot, he said on the stage. O'Toole racked up his final acting nomination in 2007 for Venus and died in 2013.
I feel like once they give you the honorary one, it's like, we're predicting you're going to die
right.
soon.
We know you're not doing movies.
You've done
anymore.
A bang-up job, but you're going to die soon.
They say that Pam Grier and Jackie Brown were robbed. Fans are still smarting over Grier's snub for the 1997 film Jackie Brown. Quentin Tarantino wrote the role of a flight attendant and part-time smuggler for Grier, and though she gave a landmark performance, she didn't even score a nomination.
No. And that's a great Tarantino movie that doesn't get the credit.
I have never actually heard of that.
Soundtracks even. Just get the soundtrack first. I don't think you want to watch the movie.
And Tarantino actually does really well with his soundtracks. Like, I know that he gets a lot of real songs that are in there, but his soundtracks are his picks for songs are great.
Oh, they're great. Yeah fantastic. Fair.
10 biggest Oscar snubs ever. Stanley Kubrick was shut out, they say. Kubrick's movies have left an indelible mark on our culture, from Spartacus, A Clockwork Orange, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Dr. Strangelove. But despite four Best Picture nominations, he has never won. The director, who died in 99, did take home one Oscar for visual effects for...
2001.
Correct.
I mean, look, man, he's one of these dudes where I'm like, okay, I understand the point of what you're doing, and I'm sure in its own way it's fantastic. You get nominated a lot. I don't know that it's the best.
Right. He makes some weird movies that are sometimes hard to digest.
I dig weird. You know what I mean? I don't even dislike his movies. But I don't know that this is the best.
Right. Spike Lee has never won Best Director. Despite a career that brought his films like Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, and Inside Man, Lee has only ever been nominated, how many times do you think, for Best Director?
Six.
Well, once.
Oh, really?
For Black Klansman.
Denzel win for Best Actor, though, for Malcolm X?
Ooh.
I think he did.
I believe he did. Yeah. There's still people are still furious that Do the Right Thing wasn't even nominated for Best Picture in 1990.
That was such a different new film. I'm not sure that Hollywood knew how to ingest
it. They didn't know how to classify it.
Yeah,
gotcha. Saving Private Ryan lost Best Picture to Shakespeare in Love.
Oh, God. Come on.
These are the biggest Oscar snubs. Shakespeare toppling Steven Spielberg's heavy-hitting World War II film shocked Hollywood in 99 and marked a new era of ruthless behind-the-scenes campaigning spearheaded by now-disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein.
Huh. So Shakespeare in Love, huh?
Shakespeare in Love. Yeah, that's how I took it. Which, nobody's talking about Shakespeare in Love anymore. People still, to this day, like Ted, I feel like, just, 2 weeks ago, said that he just, screw it all, put on Saving Private Ryan.
On vacation.
Right. This is fun. Glenn Close, they say she's still a bridesmaid. Close holds the record for the actress with the most Oscar nominations, 8, and she has never won a single one. After she lost out for films like Fatal Attraction, Dangerous Liaisons, and Albert Nobbs, prognosticators thought for sure that it would happen in 2019 thanks to her deft work in The Wife, but Olivia Colman took the trophy instead for playing Queen Anne in The Favorite.
But she must be in good health because they haven't given her the honorary one.
Yeah, exactly. Alfred Hitchcock never won Best Director. Again, these are the biggest Oscar snubs ever. Screening a cinematic style with films like Vertigo, Psycho, and The Birds, that's so famous now, and it's an adjective. The Master of Suspense was nominated 5 times and never actually won.
Damn.
Yeah, the Academy moved to rectify it by honoring Hitchcock, who died in 1980, with the Irving G. Thalberg Memorial Award. Hey, now that you're dead, here's this.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's the posture. By the way, Miles, someone says, Denzel did not win for Malcolm X. Al Pacino won that year for Scent of a Woman. Denzel won for Training Day.
Sorry, Denzel. And then, they did a hell of a job out there.
And then the number one Oscar snub, which I agree that this was a snub, losing Best Picture 1942, the greatest movie ever made, according to any kind of film buff.
Wizard of Oz.
Citizen Kane, losing Best Picture. One of the greatest upsets in film history. Took place in the 14th Academy Awards. How Green Was My Valley won instead of Citizen Kane.
How Green Was My Valley?
The She-Hulk
sounds
story.
Like you need to go to a doctor.
Plenty of stuff to watch over the weekend here. I will say late night tonight, there is nothing on. Everybody's in repeat, so don't even bother. But tonight on ABC, the 16th season finale of Shark Tank. Tomorrow, Scarlett Johansson will host Saturday Night Live with Bad Bunny as the musical guest for the 50th season finale of that show. So this is the last one of the season. Over on Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. on ABC, the 23rd season finale of American Idol. And then on Sunday on HBO, episode 6 of The Last of Us season 2.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up next.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Not sure this is something to be proud of, but Mississippi Senior is the only one graduating in her class. Meanwhile, an off-duty firefighter jumps into action as flames of a burning home began to amass. A hot tub caught on fire.
That's an unusual one.
Yeah. Masked man in BC with knife robs restaurant of 2 pounds of thinly sliced meat. A shirtless man in Nashville steals a party bus and is obviously pretty quick on his feet. And a Vermont inmate faces contempt of court charges. Over 1,000 of them. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We're going to BC, Canada, where a masked individual wanted to commit armed robbery. Surveillance footage was released of a local Donair restaurant. Is that how you say that?
Oh, like a kebab place.
Right, like a kebab spot, kind of Euro-esque.
Oh, I never say it right.
Those big cylinders of meat.
Exactly.
That you shave when you're hooking up like a Euro.
Exactly. But it features a masked man storming the counter as a couple of young ladies are preparing orders. He brandishes a machete, causing them to flee, charges behind the counter, and immediately begins cutting himself slices of meat off the spit with his machete.
Oh, yes.
He went in there, carved meat.
Carved
two bottles of sauce and ran out. And the owner's like, I can't believe you didn't take any pita.
Exactly.
I kind of like this guy.
That's the finish move, man.
Like, I don't want your money. I want your meat.
He had a ski mask on. He comes in there with a machete. Does not hurt anybody.
Points it right at him. Like, get out of the way.
Just goes over and starts carving.
Just immediately goes right for it.
Takes a big plate of it and runs out.
The employees sneak out from behind him, merely in the way of his task and out the front door to call for help. On his way up from behind the counter, as Miles said, he swiped a couple bottles of sauce as well to enjoy his meal with. The restaurant was forced to close its doors for the remainder of the day, as well as trash the remaining meat that he cut into. No injuries occurred. Thank heavens. That's honestly, I kind of commend the guy for it. Like, you know what? He didn't steal money. He did cost them money because they had to throw away the rest of that meat.
I mean, probably.
A robbery is a robbery, but like, if I own that place, I'd be like, look, I'm not even going to press charges.
It's like $20 worth of food.
Exactly. 15.
I mean, guy just must have been smelling it all day. Like, I've had enough.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't have any money, but hell with it. I got this machete.
Give me the damn meat. In other news, to Nashville, Tennessee, where craziness is known to happen, a shuttle bus had been parked outside of a local bar and grill, and the driver was escorting his passengers to the bar itself when the unthinkable happened. He left the restaurant and returned to find that his shuttle bus was missing.
Uh-oh.
It appears that a man with no shirt nor shoes hopped onto the bus when he saw it, that it was empty, and took it on a joyride. He didn't make it terribly far, but did manage to strike at least 3 cars on his joyride before abandoning the bus. Authorities are looking into the incident and are still on the lookout for a man that stole the rig. I gotta tell you, I'm a little surprised that we don't get more of these kinds of stories.
Oh, I agree.
People are wasted and they are belligerent out there in Nashville. They're having a great time.
Yeah, but they have shirt and shoes.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, there's the difference.
And he got away.
He did.
Without shoes on.
Yeah.
Or a shirt.
He just sprinted on out of there after crashing all over the damn place.
That's crazy.
Like, come on, dude. How wasted are you? Also, where's your shirt and your shoes?
Nobody's having that kind of night. I get when you're at that point. Look, I told you, me and Castle damn near stole, I'm assuming, a bachelor party bus.
Right.
I don't know. It's just one of those sticks and butter bus. But we're waiting on our buddies. We're getting sick of it. Uber wasn't showing up. So we're like, F it. Let's hotwire this bitch. And seriously, man, we were about to cross the street and do it when the Uber showed up. So I don't know this guy's situation, but I'm like, if you're at the point that you have no shoes and you're in Nashville, I get it.
This is 3:30 in the afternoon, man.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but this is 3:30
in the afternoon.
Yeah, they're still looking for damage that could have been caused by this guy.
Right. Yeah, they know of 3 that he hit. They're trying to figure out anything else that he might have hit.
Oh,
he's
hit more.
That bus was messed up, man. We go to Vermont, where a man's bad choices continue to get worse. He currently resides at the local correctional facility, but found a way to get himself in even deeper trouble with who he decided to use his phone privileges on. Over the course of 4 months, he made several calls to the victim of the case that he was locked up for, attempting to get them to give investigators information that would lead to his release. And he made more than 1,100 calls.
In 4 months?
Yes.
Man.
This, of course, is against the rules when it comes to legal matters, adding a little over 1,100 counts of contempt to court for our inmate, and he's doing court in the coming days.
1,100 counts of contempt of court.
Have you ever got one of those calls?
No.
Oh, God. So, okay. Typically, it's you have phone privileges, and then you have the ability to make a collect call.
Yes.
Okay?
All right.
So I'm working the nights, starting out in radio at a rock station, and the phone ring, I pick it up, it's like, this is a collect call from the Monongahela County Jail for Leonard Skinner.
Right.
Do you accept the charges?
So that's how they sneak through the requests. So whatever the name place was, they just yell what song they wanted to hear.
That's awesome.
All night long, I get these. It's like seven different guys would go, collect call from Led Zeppelin. Do you accept the charges? No.
In what is likely a one-in-a-million situation, a young lady will be the sole participant at her graduation. She attends South Cameron High School, a small school in the very south of Louisiana, and that is up against the water south of Louisiana.
Yeah.
A school that was heavily affected by Hurricane Laura, to the point that the school suffered quite the exodus of students. So much so that our gal was the only student in at least one of her classes. She's technically a junior, but persevered and took senior classes in addition to her scheduled curriculum, allowing her to graduate. The catch is, she's literally the only one in her graduating class.
That's and crazy. As those have been 200 people in her class, she still would have been the valedictorian.
Yeah, no kidding.
She was like a 4.0.
She had more than a 4.0.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of all those extra classes that she was
taking. It's so great to get higher than a 4.0.
Right?
I'm like, just stop.
Right.
All right, like, at some point, stop.
What's your credit score? 950. Right.
You're mega nerd at that point.
You're making stuff up.
She tells local media that the situation shows that she's able to handle what the future throws her way with what she was able to accomplish at school.
You know, actually, what it shows you is that you work well alone.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nobody else there.
You will do well working by yourself. But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We all know the eye-rolling truth concerning the careers of firefighters, where most of the calls that they get at work are not about fighting fires. In fact, according to the U.S. Fire Administration, firefighting calls only constitute about 4% of the calls nationwide.
4%.
4%.
So 96% of the calls you get
are not about fires.
Somebody did something stupid. I know there's legitimate emergencies, but, you know, Miles, what you're your head stuck in the...
Oh, yeah.
The cat's railing. In the tree, that kind of crap.
But it gets even more ridiculous in the Denver area. An off-duty firefighter sprang into action when he witnessed smoke pluming from behind his neighbor's home. Again, on his day off. He gets 4% of his calls are actually for fires. On his day off, there's a doggone fire in his neighborhood. He quickly called 911, sprinted over to the neighbors, informing them of the growing emergency, believing that it was their hot tub going up in flames, and he was correct. And he got everybody, including the family pets, out safe and sound. The homeowner is incredibly grateful for his actions and even swapped contact info to keep a budding new neighborhood friendship growing. Good news.
The hot tub. How does a hot tub catch on fire?
Well, you should have seen the ball.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
I'm really? Like, wow. You'd think if they just had some water and it's right there.
Yeah.
But the water doesn't even do anything to that.
Exactly. No. Not a thing.
I'm pretty sure there's probably no water in there.
There might not be. It is probably electrical fire.
Or maybe it's all the wood around it or something.
Maybe. Right.
Men's room sports. You got playoff sports between NBA and NHL, varying between ESPN, TNT, and True TV all weekend long. UFL football on Fox and ABC. Seawolves rugby on Fox 13 Plus. And the Mariners are in San Diego this weekend. Tonight's game is on Apple TV Plus. Damn it. And then the rest of the weekend is over en route. As far as your weather, not looking the best this weekend here, boys, but we can expect plenty of cloud cover, bouts of rain, and temperatures varying from the highs in the mid-50s and lows in the mid-40s. And that is your headlines. With that, have a great weekend. Mike Hawkinson.
That is exactly right. Grab yourself a sixer of the 20th anniversary lager IPA from Black Raven and enjoy the weekend, guys.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Letha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.